Now, Children's Wisconsin reports that counterfeit car seats are showing up online and more people are buying them. And Green Bay Bell & Health recently reported the purchase of one of these unsafe counterfeit car seats.
And even when we have quality car seats, they only work when we install them properly.
Kimberly Hess joins us for a look at car seat safety. She's executive director of the Center for Childhood Safety in Green Bay. Kimberly, how much of a difference can it make when we get car seats right?
Well, car seats make a huge difference. Car accidents are the number one killer of our children, so we really want to make sure we're protecting them properly. And the amount of technology that goes into these car seats is just astounding to help our children.
We saw this news, and this is part of why we gave you a call. Counterfeit car seats. Bell & Health in Green Bay spotting one, reporting it to you. Counterfeit car seats, what's going on?
Well, unfortunately, they are everywhere. You're not going to find them if you're buying in person, but if you are shopping online, you are going to come across counterfeit car seats. And it's really sad because, unfortunately, parents don't realize these things exist and they end up buying and falling in love with this car seat only, you know, to have their heart broken at the last minute saying, sorry, you can't take baby home because this is not a real car seat.
When someone is shopping online, are there red flags that might suggest, hey, this might not be the car seat you think it is?
Yes, you can't always tell by looking at the pictures, but you want to make sure it's a reputable company. I wish I could say that, you know, shop big box, but a lot of the big box stores, that's where you can find these as well. Make sure there is a return policy. That's usually our number one rule of thumb is make sure there's a return policy because they can make the pictures look real good. But unfortunately, when it arrives, it's missing lots of things.
And a big temptation here is car seats, unfortunately, can be kind of expensive. I'm imagining that there might be a too-good-to-be-true price on some of these counterfeit seats.
Yes and no. I mean, we tell families all the time, spending more money does not mean more safety. You can find car seats out there for $60, you know, or if you want to, you can go ahead and spend, you know, over $500. Really, what you're getting is the convenience thing. Or maybe you wanted a pink car seat instead of a gray car seat. Really do your research because spending more money definitely does not mean more safety at all.
What would be the concern of these counterfeit car seats? They might look the same shape as a car seat, but you mentioned the kind of testing and technology that goes into a good car seat. That's going to be maybe absent in these counterfeit ones?
Oh, it absolutely will be absent. They're not going to be going through crash testing like the seats do. They're going to be missing all sorts of labels. And oftentimes what we use here in the U.S. is called a five-point harness. Oftentimes when you get a counterfeit car seat, it's missing that chest piece, which is vital in making it a five-point harness. So you absolutely don't want to be using those just because they're not crash tested. There's no guarantee on how they're going to work, what kind of weight limits they can withstand. I mean, the test that car seats go through is so vigorous. It's just crazy.
Now, suppose somebody's made that order. Yay, the package shows up. The parent opens it up and they're not sure. This could be the real deal. They're not. What should they do? What should they look for? Are there places they can go to get more information?
Well, there are certified car seat technicians across the state. You can visit Safe Kids Wisconsin to find one, and you can have somebody in person inspect it. You can also do some inspecting on your own. Like I said, the five-point harness, if it's missing the chest piece, if it's missing labels, manufacturers love to put labels and warnings all over the car seat. If there is very few labels on that car seat, it's probably a counterfeit. If it doesn't have a manual or a registration card, I mean, that's another red flag.
All right, that's counterfeit car seats. Let's talk about how we're using the ones we have. Now, one thing, Wisconsin law says kids got to be in a car seat until the age of 4, I think is the current limit. But studies from the AAA and National Safety Council find kids start turning 3, parents start not using the car seats. Is this something you're seeing, hearing anecdotally? What is the concern there?
I would say absolutely. As kids get older, parents are less likely to use car seats. So the state of Wisconsin says a child needs to ride in a booster seat until they are 8 or 80 pounds or 4 feet 9 inches. So you need one of those to get out of a booster seat. Unfortunately, our law is for car seats is very outdated in the state of Wisconsin. We at the center really focus on the 4 feet 9 inches to get out of the booster seat, because that's typically what means the seatbelt's going to fit you appropriately. So you brought up 3-year-old sitting in a car seat with just, you know, the seatbelt. That seatbelt is not going to fit them appropriately. It's going to be across their stomach or their chest. They're definitely not using the shoulder belt. It's going to be behind them. And we're going to see some major internal injuries if they're in a car crash, if not ejection, because that seatbelt's not meant to hold a 3-year-old. You know, when in doubt, depending upon the state that you're living in, like I said, the state of Wisconsin, our laws are very outdated. Really what you're going to want to do and what your pediatrician is going to want you to do is to max out the height and weight limit of those car seats before you make the transition to the next one. So for example, car seats go rear facing to the maximum of 40 pounds. Your pediatrician is going to want you to rear face your child till they're 40 pounds. Well, my daughter was not 40 pounds when she was 4. So we're going to want to be looking at best practices by the car seat manufacturers as well as your pediatrician.
We are talking about car seat safety, avoiding counterfeit car seats, and how to install real car seats. Kimberly Hess is with us, Executive Director of the Center for Childhood Safety in Green Bay. Kimberly, I see signs have been out on the highways a lot in Wisconsin over the last few weeks. Billboards saying, hey, make sure you've got your car seats installed right. Childhood Center of Safety reports 9 out of 10 car seats in Wisconsin installed incorrectly. As a parent of twins, it's been a while, but it can be a struggle to get those car seats in right. What are we looking for to make sure we're installing these guys correctly?
I would say the most misuse we see here, we check about probably 900 car seats a year here in our office, is car seats are moving more than an inch at the belt path. So that car seat really needs to be snug when you're grabbing it at the belt path. It needs to be moving less than an inch side to side and front to back. That is probably the biggest culprit. The other thing we're also seeing is we're not seeing those harnesses tight enough either. Parents are hesitant about pulling those harnesses tight, as well as having that chest piece up high. Many put it down low, so it's on their tummy, and it needs to be up high, so it's on their hard chest plate, which means your fingers should be going into their armpits, you know, kind of tickling them when you have it high enough.
And then it may be different in different cars, as I dimly recall, Kimberly. Some have the latch system where you've got that thing you attach it to behind the seat. Some cars don't have that. How do we figure out which way we're installing those?
Oh, my goodness. Use the free service if at all you can. It is so confusing. I've been doing this 10 years, and I still live in manuals, not only of the car seat, but manuals of the vehicles. Mm-hmm. You really need to reference your vehicle manual as well as your car seat manual. Many parents think those lower anchors are safer because they're anchors, when in reality, they have weight limits. You know, each car, like you mentioned, is going to be different, and each car seat is going to be different. So how you install one car seat in one vehicle might be completely different in another vehicle.
How about used car seats? A no-no, or can they be an option?
We definitely say no. If you know the person you're getting the car seat from, but when you're buying them off online sites, we recommend you stay away from them, because you don't know how that person used that car seat, if they took it apart, if they put it back together properly, was it in a car crash? We really recommend you stay away from used car seats, if at all possible.
But if, say, older sibling has graduated from that car seat and younger sibling is ready for that size now, that might be okay?
That might be okay. But with that, there's the caveat. Car seats have expiration dates. Most car seats have a 6-year life. Some car seats have a 10-year life. It just depends upon how they were manufactured.
Now, it is easy to find car seats in the, you know, 3-digit, $200, $300, $400 range. You mentioned we can get away with decent ones for $60. That can still be a hit for a new parent. Do you see car seats being affordable enough? Is there assistance for people to get them if they can't afford them?
There absolutely is assistance throughout the state of Wisconsin. We ourselves do help families who cannot afford car seats. We work with local community partners. who home visit or the local hospitals. And if a family can't afford one, we are able to help them out. And there are other resources across the state of Wisconsin as well.
And Kimberly, you mentioned you've been working on safety issues for some years now. Do you see the public, new parents maybe, paying more attention over time? Is the message getting out there?
You know, I think it is. You know, social media is a blessing and a curse. Social media is great. There's so many online resources out there that weren't out there before. We just really recommend parents make sure you're getting it from a reputable source. You know, if you're watching a car seat installation, make sure it's not some average Joe showing you how to install the car seat. Go directly to the car seat manufacturer.
Kimberly, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Kimberly Hess is the executive director of the Center for Childhood Safety in Green Bay. You can find more car seat safety information online at safekids.org. That's safekids.org.
Still ahead, Wisconsin deer hunters show appreciation for the DNR's 9-day hunting season, specifically for people with disabilities.
It really refreshes the soul. It reduces anxiety and depression. It gives you a sense of belonging to nature.
Outdoor pursuits becoming more accessible. That's next on Wisconsin Today.